Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of Soul Scribe Radio. My name is Omaria Tucker, or some people may know me as Priestess Omaria, and welcome, welcome, welcome. I am happy and grateful to be here tonight because tonight we have a different format of the show. We are going to do Ask Omaria, and I see some people with their hands raised already. So we are going to do Ask Omaria. You can ask any question that you want to ask my claircognizance or intuitiveness may kick in, or I may pull an oracle card for you. Let's just see how we can assist some souls tonight on the show. I know a lot of people are anxious with the Mercury retrograde, and we have, I believe, Neptune in retrograde still, and some other planets in retrograde, and it's just a whole lot of rethinking things and going back and old stuff is coming up that we just need to get through. So why not have an Ask Omaria segment tonight? So let's get it in. I am going to take the first caller, from the 480. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name's Mike, and I'm calling from California.
Hi, Mike. How
question
can I help
for
you this
you.
Evening?
Yes. So over the weekend I was in an accident, and obviously insurance and so forth is, you know, starting the process in regards to, you know, claims and so forth like that. And I was curious if you kind of see anything significant financially coming from this, or just kind of a basic reward type of thing.
Okay. With this accident, I pulled up a card that's all about preparation. And what that's telling me, and it's the card is all blue. So what's that telling me is you're going to have to speak up for yourself and let them know what really happened. Have you gotten any legal help yet?
Yeah, I've. The police are still processing the report, and so the insurance company is, my attorney is waiting for that to happen, and then they can start going at and working with the insurance companies.
Okay, great. I'm glad you said your attorney, because what I'm getting is you're going to have some legal help with it and make sure you stay on them in order for everything to work out in your favor.
Okay. No, that makes sense.
All right.
Yeah, and anything in, I mean, do you get any sort of inclination in regards to, you know, money-wise?
Because it's so early, I don't right now.
Okay, nope, that makes perfect sense as well.
You just got to stay on them. Make sure you stay on them and make sure they're working on your behalf.
Right.
Okay.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Mike. You have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you.
All right. So next in the queue, we have caller from area code 631. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Suzanne, Long Island.
Hi, Suzanne from Long Island. How are you this evening?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. How may I help you?
When do you see a boyfriend coming in? And my friend's trying to fix me up with a man. She's talking to him now that she knew, and I was attracted to him. Do you see anything with that, or somebody from the past, or somebody new, or him, or anything?
Okay. Let me ask you a question. What do you know your rising sign in astrology?
No.
What's your sun sign?
Libra.
Libra?
Yeah.
And what time of the morning were you born, or the day were you born, do you know?
Yeah, I think it was a Wednesday at 7:25 a.m.
Okay, but you were born on a Wednesday. Good. Give me 1 second. I got the Sacred Union card for you, which is desires and partnerships. So you do have love on the way. This person that you said you're interested in, that your friend is trying to fix you up with, you guys, whenever you go on a date, I want you to make sure that you go on dates on Fridays. Let me see, hold on. Yes, go on dates on Fridays and Saturdays, because that will put you in a better light when he sees you.
Okay. Anything else?
I think it'll be very favorable for you.
Yeah, I mean, she was texting him, but he didn't text her back. He texted, then she's waiting for him to text him back a little more. I think I'm a little older than him by like 7 years, but I don't know.
Age is nothing but a number, ma'am. Have you
went
thought
on a
about...
date with her, but I don't think she liked him, but that was a while ago, so I don't know.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And then another
Let me
friend
ask
was trying
you
to...
this.
Yeah.
What? Have you like taken the initiative to go out and hit on guys your own self?
I have. Believe me, it's just I've been meeting weirdos.
Okay. What I want you to do is really, even if you got to take a piece of paper and write it down, and write down all of the qualities and all the things that you want out of this new fellow that you want to come in your life.
I have
and
done
really,
that before a couple of times. I have.
Okay, but believe it. You got to make sure you believe it.
Oh, no, I believe it. I believe it. I just, I don't know. I was attracted to this person, but he went on a date with my friend. I think he remembers me because it was months ago. We were all together or something, but now she's just talking to him on the phone, so hopefully he'll text her back.
Okay. Well, he may be a little confused then. So if need be, you contact him yourself.
Oh, I can't. She's going to give him my number.
Contact him yourself.
Yeah, well, I have to get his number then.
Exactly.
Okay.
Okay.
So you think he'll go on a date with me then?
I feel like if you take that first step and get his information and talk to him, then that'll be the opening way for him to see you. Right now, it's kind of like fuzzy lines because he's talking to the friend, and you want him to be talking to you.
Right. Yeah, we're waiting for him to text her back, and then she's going to give him my number, and then we're going to talk to each other.
No games. You just get the number and call him yourself.
Okay.
And let him know who you are and say, hey, you want to go out on a date?
All right.
All right. You have a good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, all right, all right. So let's see. Caller from the... We got a lot of people on the line, y'all, so I'm going to try to get everybody that was on ahead of time, but it's going to start getting mixed up, so give me a sec. Caller from the 864. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Kathy.
Hi.
I'm from South Carolina.
Hi, Catherine from South Carolina. How may I help you?
me and my boyfriend broke up maybe about 2 weeks ago. Do you see us getting back together? That's the end of the relationship.
Okay. I had a relationship question tonight. What I got for you is stone people, and this is all about detachment and fear. How, with this relationship, was it somebody that you were, like, together with a long time?
Well, I knew him when I was, like, 19. And then I met up with him again in November. So we used to date then, and then we started back dating again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I just said we was in and out maybe about 10 years up there, like, but it wasn't much. But you know, we just started dating again in November.
Attachment card and fear that's coming up for me. I want you to really, really go within and see if this is really the right person for you. It's it's no coincidence that you guys keep going through the rigmarole of breaking up and getting back together. And either it's a game that you're playing with one another, or it may not be for you. So I want you to take a look at what's really going on, why you guys can't seem to be on the same page. And if you think it's worth it, then go back after him again. But if not, then move on.
Okay. All right. So that's the suggestion that you got. Because I don't even know if we're going to even get back in contact. We're not contacting each other. So I don't even know if we'll even get back in contact with each other.
Okay. Okay. So that may be part of your answer right there. But you gotta really take a look at self and the situation that the relationship was in and say, am I really willing to deal with this?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Catherine. You have a good evening.
You too.
Take a sip of water. All right, caller from the area code 281. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Priestess Omaria. This is Wajet. How you doing?
Hi, Wajet. I am doing very well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm doing pretty good.
Awesome.
I was just calling to see if you could give me some insight, just like what message do I need to hear right now? It's just been a lot of shifts that's been taking place in my housing situation and a lot of delays. And I know it's Mercury retrograde, but I feel like I need to hear an important message from you about it.
Okay. Going on with your, I'm going to tell you, the card I got is the crown chakra card. So what's going on with you and your, because I know you're a very spiritual person. What's been going on with you and like your spiritual practices? Are you still being consistent, or is it with the situation it's causing you to like fluctuate a little bit?
Yeah, the situation has caused me to kind of fluctuate a little bit. You know, I kind of like felt some kind of restriction because I had to stay with family for a little bit until our house was ready. And yeah.
So this is what I want you to do. You know that we are our own temple.
Right.
So I want you to really, even though we may not be able to use all our tools and have everything out in the open, I really want you to work on your mindset and getting connected with Lady Wajet that we know.
Right.
Everything is working out for your highest good. Just allow this time to continue to connect with the goddess within you. If you can find a crown chakra meditation that you like on YouTube or something, find that and play it as often as you can. And that'll help you get back to you.
Right, right.
But
okay.
Everything, and I also want to tell you that on this card, and since I know you, I'll take a picture of it and send it to you. The card number is 44, double four.
Oh,
number
my
God. Foundation.
Yes.
And four
that
plus
number
four
been coming
eight.
To me a lot.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes. Oh, my
I'm
God.
I'm glad I told you. I'm glad I told you. Good, good, good. That's building your foundation and coming within your power. So hold on a little bit longer. Keep on doing your work. It's coming. Don't give up. It's coming. And I know that sometimes we can kind of question things, but
right.
We also know that stuff is working out for us. So just know it's working out.
Okay.
Okay? And I'm going to take a picture of the card and send it to you so you can see what I'm seeing on this card.
All right.
But it's like hands raising up a flower and stars are coming down out of the flower. So it's only a little bit longer. And know that. Okay. Know that it's coming.
All right,
my dear.
And I got
I'll take
you.
A picture
Thank
of it
you so
and
much.
And I'll send it to you. You're welcome. You have a good evening.
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
All right. Let me clean this up for a minute. All right, we got caller from the area code 858. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Anne. I'm calling from California, and should I ask my question?
Hi, Anne. Yes, ma'am. You can go ahead and ask your question.
It's about my daughter. She moved out of the state with her boyfriend, and they live together, but I would like to ask you, will this end up in a wedding or they will break up?
Because this is about someone else, and I don't do readings on other people unless they are there with you. That's just
it's
my
okay.
My thing.
I can ask about
my... Is there any way I can help you or pull a card for you?
For me, please, then, do you see a romantic relationship for myself? Something like that is long-term, something not just like casual dating. I had hopes for someone that I email, and I know the person, but I'm not sure.
All right. Okay, the card that you got was is card number 26, and it's called Baby Blue, and it's all about positive expectations and innocence and trust. Have you had times in your past where you feel like you couldn't trust significant others?
That I cannot trust?
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, I don't trust many people at all in my life. I am not that trustful person, so they have to earn their trust.
Okay.
And again, I don't trust many people.
You're going to have to work on that because you don't want to put things on people before they even do it. In the way that everything works, we can cause a lot of things that happen to us just by our thoughts and the energy we push out and put on to other people. And this is my thing about trust. You always can trust people to do what they show you to do, but don't put anything on them that they haven't done already.
No,
so
I never do this. I never do this. No, seriously.
Okay.
No.
So
I mean trust that I'm always cautious with money, giving someone, and cautious with people, you know, telling them everything about myself. I never do anything like that until I know them really well.
I get that totally because I work with that and deal with that. But sometimes the only way, and I know from personal experience, is the only way for us to really receive is for us to be able to give. Even if it's a little bit at a time, we have to learn how to share and just how to give up a little bit of that control.
I'm not controlling at all, and I give, I think, more than I get in return. So that's my problem. So is there someone that will come up with, you know, that will want their relationship, or it's not going to happen?
You need to have positive expectations, and you need to trust that it's going to happen. But don't put any of your past thoughts or experiences on this thing, on this relationship or thing that you want to come to you, because it's blocking it. That's what I'm trying to tell you. You're going to have to, like, let go and be free and get that innocence back.
I'm ready. Yeah, I'm ready. That's why I'm trying. That's why I'm, you know, if it's coming, it's coming. If it's not, it's not coming. So do you see that something will come my way? No?
That's the reading you got from the card.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Caller from the 956. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hi, Tony. Calling from Texas.
Hi, Tony. How may I help you tonight?
Oh, I wanted to know the same thing. I wanted to know if you saw anybody coming into my life anytime soon.
A lot of love questions tonight. What is going on?
Because men are not wanting nothing. Men are so complicated nowadays.
They say the same thing about us.
I don't know about
that. Hold
on
for a minute.
Damn.
Let's see what you get tonight, Tony. I should have brought my love oracle cards out with me tonight. Hold on. Ooh. Tony, have you been, what kind of work have you been doing, like, with yourself, self-love, taking care of yourself? Because the cards you got is all surrounding your base chakra, your what's called the root chakra. And it's all about honoring yourself, which means maybe taking Tony out on a date, maybe treating Tony out to a meal by yourself. And as you begin to honor your own self, then you'll attract people to come to you to honor you.
Well, I've been doing a lot of loving. It's just, you know, I've been putting myself out there and taking care of me. But I don't know. Because I haven't loved myself as much enough.
Yes, I want you to really, really honor yourself. Even if that means, in the type of work I do, we do spiritual baths and stuff like that. So if that means running yourself a bubble bath and saying, okay, the guy that I get is going to be running me a bubble bath, you know, it's really putting that intention out there and knowing that the way that I am treating myself and doing the things for myself, this person will be doing it for me, and it will help you to attract that person to you.
Okay, well, it's been a while, so I just haven't had any luck, and I've been on dates, but nothing serious.
No worries. It may just be that time for you to just continue to explore and learn how to treat Tony right.
So that means nobody coming soon, nobody new coming soon for me or anything?
I'm not doing any times tonight.
Well, that's not a good thing.
All right, Tony, you have a good evening.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. So we are at the half-hour mark of the show. And I wanted to let you guys know that this is a short commercial break. I am a part of a joint venture called Astro Google, where we have different astrologists and numerologists. I do oracle card readings on the show, sometimes for clients, but I also do astrology and numerology, and I am a coach. So if you want to contact me, we have a special going on for $1.99 per minute, and you can call me, and we'll will be able to assist you on whatever's going on with your life, and I can go a little bit more in depth than what we're doing on the show tonight. That number is 818-210-4841. That's 818-210-4841. And one of my clients said that when she reached out to me, she was hurting, but by having a conversation with her, it was like, with me, excuse me, it was like having a conversation with herself, and I was the mediator. So she recognizes and appreciates me for taking the time to answer the call. So if you want to get in contact with me, you can call me at 818-210-4841. I am going to take a sip of water. If you want to have a card pulled for yourself, please press the number 1, and I'll be right back.
I'm living in that 21st century, doing something mean to it. Do it better than anybody you ever seen do it. Screams from the haters, got a nice ring to it. I guess every superhero need the same music. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours. Stop tripping, I'm tripping off the power. Broken, the school closed, the prison's open. We ain't got nothing to lose. Everybody, we rolling. Everybody, we rolling. With some light-skin girls and some Kelly rolling. And it's white man world, we the ones chosen. So good night, cool world. I see you in the morning. I see you in the morning. This is way too much, I need a moment. No one man should have all that power. The clock ticking, I just count the hours.
Are back. Welcome, welcome, welcome again to Soul Scribe Radio with Omaria. Thank you guys for tuning in and joining in to this new format of Ask Omaria. I'm not sure how often I will do this. I also want to tell you guys that my birthday is coming up on August 28th. So after we get through the solar eclipse energy, I am planning to do a giveaway for my birthday on some spiritual tools that I have used in the past, books that I've purchased, incense kits. What else do I have? I'm going to give away an astrology natal chart session. Oh, yeah, I'm giving away a, I'm waiting for it to deliver, a, oh, my goodness, what's the stone? It's a meteorite. I got to think of the name of it, but I'm waiting for it to deliver to me. I'm going to give away a stone to help you connect to your higher consciousness. Like I said, some books from some authors that I know, people that have scribed to me in my life on the spiritual path. So I want you to be sure to go follow my page on Facebook. That's facebook.com/thesoulscribe, excuse me. And you will see the post where you can sign up to enter to win. It will be 10 different things that I am giving away. I still haven't figured out everything that I'm giving away because I got to figure out 10 things to give away to help people on their spiritual path. But if you're interested, make sure you follow me at facebook.com/thesoulscribe. So let's get back into it. Caller from the 513. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, caller. Hi.
Amaria?
Yes.
This is Jasmine from Cincinnati. I was just tuning into the show. I really didn't have a question.
Hi, Jasmine. Well, I hope you're doing well. Thank you for tuning in.
No problem. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too.
All right, all right, all right. So we have no other people with their hands up with the number one. If you are interested in getting a card pull for yourself tonight, press the number one and we will get it in. While we are waiting, I am going to look at our current energy on the astrological chart of what's going on, because I know a lot of people are talking about this solar eclipse, and if you didn't know, we got volcanoes erupting. I can't remember what the mountain name is over there on the west side of the U.S. of A, where all the volcanoes are erupting and stuff. So it's a lot of energies out there. Like I told you guys on the eclipse show, stand down. Stand down. You can do all the work that you want to do up until Sunday, up until those 3 days, that 3-day window of the eclipse, because with the energies that are coming through, sometimes it can be not so nice energy, to put it nicely. It can be some not so nice energy, especially when you think about the sun brings us light. The sun brings us life. And when we have those moments where the moon is covering the sun, or the earth is between the moon and the sun, that causes dark. And you want to be very careful of energies and forces that are not for your highest good. And with the energy that we just went through with the lunar eclipse, the Lion's Gate that we're still going through with Sirius, being as close to us as she can be. Sirius is like the mother sun, the mother of our sun, is what astronomers look at her as, the dog star. She's associated with the goddess Aset, or Isis, as some people may know her. So we have a lot of energy in this month of August, and then you want to add on to that another layer to the cake, the eclipse energy. So you want to be very, very careful. There are volcanoes in Antarctica going off, and it's just we already can see the energy going through. We know the climate that's going on politically across this nation in the U.S. So prayers and love and light to all the people affected by that. But I really want to share the message of stay in your inner zone. Stay in that middle fence of, like the Buddha says, don't get too high, don't get too low. Stay in that middle path. And that'll be a way that you can protect yourself from any unwanted energies. If you feel like you are feeling maybe like spaced out, or a lot of things are coming at you in all kinds of ways, ground yourself. Find something that grounds you. Go outside and stand on the ground barefoot. It can be that simple. If you're a person that likes to take baths and they calm you down, run you a warm tub of water and put some sea salt or something in it, and sit in that bath to calm yourself down. It's typical. It's typical right now for people to be feeling a little woo-woo and feeling like a lot of things are going on. Plus, you got the Uranus retrograde and the Mercury retrograde and the Neptune retrograde and the Pluto retrograde and the Saturn retrograde. So it's all about, what they say, reduce, reuse, recycle. when we were in school. It's all about the re. So those changes that you know you need to make, make those changes. That information that you know you need to take a look at and really contemplate and be like, okay, I really need to pay attention to this right now. So make sure you're doing that so you can be very clear when things start to move back, when the planets start to speed back up and moving around like they normally do. So be careful out there, folks. And we are going to take our next caller, area code 334. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Shakira from Alabama.
Hi, Shakira. How may I help you tonight?
Yes, I was told by another reader that I would meet someone, the person I had been, you know, praying for. I just wanted to know if you see anything about that and if there's anything you can tell me about them.
Okay. I am pulling Oracle cards tonight. So I'm going to pull an Oracle card to see what comes up for you. With the retrograde energy and stuff that's going on, you may want to hold off a little bit. That's just me talking straight up to you. And the card that I pull for you is your solar plexus chakra. And the solar plexus is like right around your womb area. It's that yellow chakra. And it's all about your willpower and self-esteem. And your emotional output is also has to do with creativity and standing into your own power. So I really want you to work on, and say your name again for me, please.
Shakira.
I want you to work on the Shakira energy of getting connected to her through your womb. And if that's, I know some people subscribe to like using yoni eggs or self-love baths and stuff like that. Really get down and connect with Shakira in order to draw in that attraction of the mate that you want to come in.
Okay. Okay. They did say it was some time off, like, you know, away, like 4 to 6 months.
Okay. Okay. And so you,
my thing was, you, I was gonna just telling myself that I was just gonna be patient and be celibate now, you know, and wait it out.
Mhm.
So
why are you doubting yourself now?
I'm not. That's why I was just trying to see if it was anything showing up like within 6 months.
I don't do timing, but I really want you to continue to focus on you and making sure that when this person shows up, you have everything in place for you mentally, physically and emotionally, where you'll be able to handle this new added person in your cipher.
Okay.
And you'll really be able to stand in your power as Shakira and the goddess that you are.
Thank you. And that's,
you're
that's
welcome.
Why I said I need this time alone anyway, you know. Right. Well, thank you for that.
You're welcome, Shakira. You have a good evening.
You too.
All right, bye. All right, guys. Thank you, thank you, thank you. That was fun. We had a lot of love questions, so maybe I need to have a show where I just do love cards coming up and pull those cards out. But it also goes to show you that a lot of people with this energy that's going on in the cosmos right now with all the re's, those retrogrades, Pluto is all about change and transformation and that sexual energy. And he's in the sign of Capricorn right now, that stern bull that is that wants everything to go their way and to push. So it's kind of like looking back and saying, okay, do I have to be this hard-headed, or do I want to slow down and make sure I'm looking at things from all points and sides? Then you have Neptune. She's in retrograde, and her home zodiac sign of Pisces. And with Neptune retrograde in Pisces, she's telling you to really make sure that you're not falling for the falsehood and illusions that other people are showing you. Look underneath the surface. A lot of people can put up a facade and show you things that they think you want to see instead of being true and being stand-up-ish in their own self, in their own way. And if you're that person, you need to break away the illusion. Don't be afraid to just show who you are and be who you are. Next we have Uranus. She's retrograde in the sign of Aries. So that's that Uranus and Mars energy. Uranus is all about knowledge and know-how and being with groups of people and being out in the front. Mars rules Aries. Aries is all about being out in the front and having that initiative to push forward and go and do things. So with Uranus being retrograde in Aries, it's like it's really telling us to, okay, hold on. You say you want to be out there doing everything, but then you have in the back of your brain that you're a little afraid. Don't feel bad if people don't agree with you with everything that you do. Sometimes you may have to just step out and go out on your own, and then as you go out on your own, the people that you need to be around you will form, but it may not be in that group situation that you're in right now. You may have to step out on your own and do the damn thing your own self, and as you're doing those things, the people that you need to come, that you need to support you, that you need to be on your team, will be there for you. And then, of course, we have the lovely Mercury in retrograde in her home sign as well of Virgo. Virgo. But so if you have any health concerns with that Virgo energy, if you have things that you're planning on, goals that you have, you may want to take a look at those goals and go back and look at them and make sure that you have things set up and in alignment on how you want them to go. Now, we all know that we can always put a plan out there, but somehow the universe brings it back and thrusts us in a way that we don't understand, and that things are just still going to happen. But you have to give the universe a guideline on how you want things to go in your life. So so you may have to go back and redo those plans. You may have to go back and look at that outline and guideline that you have for yourself and just really think about it. Of course, with Mercury being in retrograde, communication failure, issues with travel. So be careful out there, folks, with all the retrograde energy that we have. Thank you all for everyone that called in tonight. We have no other people pressing one, so I'm going to log off early. Y'all have a great evening, a great weekend. Enjoy the energies in the cosmos. Again, my name is Omaria Tucker, and I am a spiritual life consultant and manifestation strategist. And when my clients work with me, they are able to improve their intention attraction magnet by tapping into their divine blueprint. They gain clarity on what they're doing and why they're doing it, how they're feeling it, how they're feeling and why people see them a certain way. When they're just trying to be themselves, they gain clarity on what's going on with them. And as they gain clarity, they become empowered in knowing how to use those special, unique, good ways about them to create the life that they desire while they live real life. If you want to talk to me again, we have the Astro Google platform that you can call me and talk to me at 818-210-4841. That's 818-210-4841. And you can also reach me at omariatucker.info. It's omariatucker.info. I want you guys to have a great evening. Enjoy your weekend, and I'll see you on the next show. Peace.